K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Melinda.
Hey, Melinda, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What can we do for you?
So I wanted to tell you about a date I went on with this guy. His name is Eric. We met at Box Hollow Rodeo.
Oh, nice.
In Waynesville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was real cute. He had this little cowboy look going on. So I decided to go over to him and talk to him. So I just walked over. We started chatting. We had a really nice conversation. And I asked him if he wanted to come to game day with me near Silver Spur.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I know where that is.
Yeah. So he said, yeah. And, you know, I thought it would, you know, be fun. And we went out that day. I picked him up on Saturday. We had a real good time. And I kind of thought it would lead to something. But when I dropped him off, nothing happened.
Oh,
nothing.
No. Look at you working it, though.
Nothing. Yeah.
So obviously you haven't heard from him then, right?
No, I haven't even heard from him.
Aw. So you want a little help?
Yes, please.
Figuring out what's going on? Okay.
Yes.
We can do that for you. Hold on just a second here. We're going to throw you on hold. We'll grab his phone number. We're going to call him. We'll see what's going on for you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Melinda, I got to say, you know, I'm pretty impressed with how badass you were going up to the guy and asking him out. That's pretty ballsy.
Kind of have to these days.
Yeah, you know, that's true. That is true. You got to rope your man.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hold on a second here. We're going to finish wrapping up down his number. We'll get him on the phone, figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, is this Eric?
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Who's this?
It's a Nancy and Fry guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Do you have a few seconds?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Just a quick question for you.
Yeah, Eric, we got a phone call from somebody you met down at the rodeo in Waynesville.
Oh, Melinda?
Yeah.
You nailed it. She called. I guess you guys went just down the street there, had a little night out sort of thing, but she hasn't heard back from you.
Yeah.
she's not shy, is she?
No. She came right up to me, actually, at the rodeo. That was pretty cool. Not a lot of girls do that. That was fun. No. Yeah, the date was going really well at the beginning, but yeah.
What's the but, yeah?
Yeah, so tell us about it.
All right, well, so I'll just start from the beginning. I mean, she came over and started talking to me at the rodeo and asked me out, which is, that was really cool. Not a lot of girls do that, and we had a lot in common. I mean, she likes to fish and hunt, ride motorcycles, and, you know, I was feeling really good about it, and then she offered to drive so I could have some beers on the date, so... I was
nice.
Liking even more for that.
Excellent.
Heck yeah.
So then we went to game day. We ordered some appetizers and we were just talking. It was like the perfect date until the ride home. Thing was, all right. So I didn't drink too much because I wanted to get to know her better. And we were planning the next date on the ride home, and we were listening to K99, which that kind of made it better.
Yay.
Okay, I'm liking her,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's good. Thumbs up.
Yeah, she didn't have anything to drink, so she swerved her car, and so that seemed that was a little weird. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. And then I heard this double thump, and then she laughed and tried to, like, fist bump me. And I was confused. I was confused about it, and she said it almost got away, but I got that damn squirrel 2 points.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
She ran over a squirrel, like, on purpose.
She was aiming for it?
Yeah. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a hunter, but, like, at least I don't use my car to do it. Like that's awful. Like, who does that?
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you a man or what? You said you like to hunt. I mean, squirrels are just rats with fluffy tails. Who cares? I do it all the time. Are you kidding
disgusting.
Me? You said you like to hunt when different
right now,
and make it a squirrel. It's like, ew, who cares? And I don't do it all the time. I thought it was funny.
Eric, you sound disturbed.
Yes, you do.
No, like that's like some Jeffrey Dahmer crap right there.
nice.
Like, I don't, listen, I'm all for killing animals if you're, like, going to eat it or if you're just for sport, but just to hit, nail a squirrel just out of, like, sadistic.
What difference does it make impulses? If you're shooting it with a gun, if you're out hunting, or if you hit it with your car? It's a squirrel. Tell me what the difference
because
is.
Because you're out hunting. That's the point of hunting. It's like being you go and you might shoot something, and that's like you bring it home with you. It's like your trophy, and you eat it and whatever. And you don't just like kill it just for fun and just because you have the power to.
Well, I got news for you, dude. My ex Rodney and I would do it all the time. We would just throw it in the back and cook them. If you do within a couple of hours, they're totally fine.
Oh my god.
Oh, so she does eat them.
Ew.
She does eat them, there, Eric.
I mean, that's if you're eating them. I mean, that's. It's still freaking weird. I don't know. Like,
I don't see a difference. I don't know what kind of man you say you are if you go and hunt. And,
all right, well, go back with your ex Rodney then.
Well, all I know is in Southern Ohio they do it all the time and it's no big deal. So.
Well, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what, you guys. Maybe we can help out with that. What's that restaurant over in Covington that's got all the different animals and stuff?
Oh,
we can send them over there.
Exactly. It's like all
Buffalo
Jacks. It's got like snake and stuff like that on the menu. But you have to decide right now. If you do it, we'll send you out there. We'll get you a limo so you don't have to worry about driving and all that sort of thing. But it has to be right now. Will you guys go on a second date or not?
And we'll make sure that the limo driver doesn't drive over squirrels.
Right, yes.
You want to go?
I mean...
I'm really not interested. I'm sorry.
She says yes. He says
like,
no.
No.
So it's a no?
No.
Wow. All right. Well, Rodney, if you're listening, Rodney in Tremont City, I still love you.
No, he can't go in the limo. That's not
how it works. No, that's not how that happens.
But that's a good try.
Well, Eric, thank you for your time.
Melinda, I love how you're just out
there.
Sorry, Eric.
It's all right. Thanks.
You all good, Melinda?
Yeah, I'm good.